Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Welcome back from another weekend which held interesting moments for the leading Republican presidential candidates. Mitt Romney offering that his wife had a couple of Cadillacs and he doesn't follow NASCAR racing, but he has friends who own entire teams. Rick Santorum confirming that listening to President John F. Kennedy deliver his famous separation of church and state speech made Santorum want to throw up, and calling President Obama a snob for wanting to give people the opportunity to go to college. This morning, Mitt Romney spoke at a rally in Rockford, Michigan. At least he didn't mention the height of trees, but he did recall family road trips.
I saw national parks from one end to the other. I remember that wonderful song that brings that to mind. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains majesty across the fruited plain. I love this country. I was around in that car, by the way. It was a Rambler. It was amazing. It made the whole trip.
Okay. And Rick Santorum was the featured speaker at a local Chamber of Commerce breakfast in the Livonia, where he received cheers for not backing away from comments that he made about how Democrats have the separation of church and state all wrong.
I'm for separation of church and state. The state has no business telling what the church to do. What I just described has now been turned on its head. And now it's the church, people of faith, who have no right to come to the public square and express their points of view.
Bill Ballinger is editor of the newsletter Inside Michigan Politics. And Bill, it sounds as if both candidates seem to be, you know, drilling deeper into what even their supporters would say are perhaps their weaknesses long run. Your thoughts?
You mean in the sense that Rick Santorum should maybe stay away from that subject?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, the speculation has been that the more he drills deep into these conservative issues, the more Mitt Romney talks about driving around in a car, that they seem to be underscoring, you know, their weaknesses in you know, down the road. But how is that resonating in Michigan?
Well, you say down the road, and then you get into the question of a general election versus tomorrow's primary, and that's what it's all about right now. The question is, are they the same thing? They're totally different. Mm-hmm. For instance, how big an issue is the auto bailout really going to be with Republican voters tomorrow in Michigan? I don't think it's going to be that big an issue, because all four Republicans who are still running on the ballot here in Michigan take pretty much the same position. That is, there should not have been a federal bailout of the auto industry. So you get past the primary tomorrow, particularly if, let's say, Mitt Romney is the nominee against Barack Obama and the Democrats, who have already been pounding him that he made the wrong call and he did the wrong thing. And there's evidence that that does resonate with the independents and Democrats who are going to be voting in November, not tomorrow.
Well, what about Rick Santorum's comments? People may disagree with his interpretation, for instance, of President Kennedy's comments. President Kennedy didn't say that people of faith have no right in the public square. He was talking about beliefs and policy. And President Obama didn't say that people who don't go to college are less than people who do. He wants to give opportunities. But how does the race stand? You've been telling us that while, you know, Mitt Romney had a surge over the last week, regaining on Rick Santorum, what are you seeing now?
I think it's too close to call. I think it's a jump ball going into tomorrow. I think you're absolutely right. Mitt Romney seemed to have the momentum at the end of last week. He was ahead in a couple of polls by 6 and 8 points, seemed poised to keep on going and maybe win even by double digits. Now, all of a sudden, his momentum has been arrested, and it's now a poll coming out last night showing Santorum ahead by 2 points and another one showing it pretty much dead even within the margin of error. So nobody knows right now what's going to happen on Tuesday the 28th.
And we're hearing, just in the few seconds we have, we're hearing about a push maybe through emails to get Democrats out to vote for Rick Santorum. This is an open primary. They can do that. Are you hearing that?
Yes. But also, you got to remember that there are other motives for independents and Democrats to vote for other than Santorum. For instance, if you're going to pick the most moderate of the four Republicans, and that's usually a motive for Democrats and independents who want to play in a Republican primary. Mitt Romney is actually the most moderate candidate, so I think he's going to get a certain amount of votes, particularly from independents. And don't forget Ron Paul. Ron Paul has the greatest crossover appeal to independents and Democrats of all four Republicans who are going to be on the ballot, with his libertarian views on foreign policy. And he got huge crowds here in Michigan yesterday and today in Michigan. He's going to get 10 or 15% of the vote, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So he's a factor.
Well, we're not going to forget him either. Bill Ballinger, editor of the newsletter Inside Michigan Politics, will check in with you again. Thank you.
Thank you.